We're still waiting for the final installment of Matt's. I will discuss that, which is also very common. There's a wonderful Godel B'Yisrael named Rabbi Yitzchak Bechaya Kohen Reuben. He's the Rav in Har Nof. He's the Rav of that shul with that terrible terrorist attack. Claimed four lives, as I'm sure you're aware, 2 years ago. He's the Rav of that shul. Big Goyen, he's written Svarim on many topics, the Talmud of Rav Yoshev, and he's a nephew of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Tremendous Godel. So he has nearly four pages on what's called Schach LeNetzach. He comes out by saying that, you know, fundamentally, should be okay. But then he tackles another fascinating problem, which we didn't discuss at all. And I'm going to read it to you from his Maimar. Sichuch bereshes eitz ho'medes mi'al mirpeses et zorach tzel. I think I know exactly what he's talking about. You have, I don't know what the word for it is in English. You will have a porch, and on the porch there are pieces of wood crisscrossed, and they're there to provide shade. What's the word for them in English? Is there a word? What? Wooden slats go over a porch, and they provide shade. It's a very common phenomenon, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but I think I've seen it in America too. You'll figure out the name, what the word for it is in English. I don't know what the word is. But I know exactly what he's talking about. And he gives you a full description in Hebrew language. You have pasim dakim shel eitz hamechuborim zeh lazeh. Each pas is between 2 and 3 centimeters. Now, that's about 1 inch. An inch is 2.5 centimeters. So it's about a piece of wood. Each one is an inch. And the gap between them depends on, you know, how it's manufactured. The pieces of wood are connected with nails. Okay? You have about 10 going this way, 10 going that way. You put it on a porch called a pergola. You hear that word?
Pergola, yeah.
Pergola, excuse me. Pergola? No, I don't know what these words mean. What's a pergola? Porch, no? Sort of. Something. For shade. And you put it, how does it stay? You nail it into the beams of the porch. Leman tamad yamin rabin. And it gives pictures, but the pictures never made it into the see Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Hey, there are no pictures in this thing. So I'm flying on instruments. I don't have any pictures. Okay? Good. So he has 5 shailas. 5. 1. Gzeres Tikra. Nisara, right? That's our sugya. 2. Schach Kavua B'masmer. It's like Kavua, separate Chumra. 3. Schach Kavua Kol Hashana. Not L'Shem Sukkah. 4. Sukkah Yeshana. 5. Mame B'davra B'kabal Tumah. No less than 5 shailas have to be addressed in discussing this issue. And I had this question myself in Eretz Yisrael, someone asked me. And the question, of course, is double question. Can you use a pergola as such? Not the pergola, the covering of the pergola. Assuming that it's what's called Tzilsa Mubim Mechamsa, number one. And number two, if you don't like that, could you put Tzchach on top of it? Because it's very convenient to put Tzchach right on top of it, because it's there already. You build a sukkah right there. Okay. This is the end of page 4 in this matter. For those who want to look up later. Okay. Page 5. This is Os Yud Beis. The first 11 were all about the Schach LeNetzach, and now he's starting a new topic called whatever it is. this new phenomenon. Okay. So the question, of course, the famous Shuvah Sarasha we spoke about many times. You have, you know, let's read the Rashba again. What happened? You had Schach Osim in the Sorim, which are small, and it's connected with Masmeiro Shobarzo. Sounds very familiar. Knocked together with nails. Okay? And they put on top of it different schach. So they passel the schach because of the nails. Because Chacham Echad said get rid of the nails. Says the Rashba, that Chacham, why did he answer it? Why did he answer it? He said, the reason why he answered it is because he heard from one of his rabbis that all these nesorim which are nailed together are like one nail. Right? You know, all the nails, all the, not one nail, like one board. You know, reminds me of the Rashi in Chumash, you know. Oli aniach tzadik as rosho. All the stones became one stone. So all the boards became one board. We heard this Rav Yosha passing this way. That's all one board, right? And it's considered a board of more than four tefachim, which is possible. So he says, the Rashi was seems to have been Mekel. What's wrong with the Chacham? So he says like this. The Gzeres Chazal Shal Yeshu Tach Besukot Taras Nesi Rach of Dal Tefachim Shem Yovel Lusheves Taras Tikras Beso Kol Zeh Udavka Ben Nesi Rach of Dal Tefachim Shukulo Osvi Me'etz Tos Shapi Yeshlom Ad Yeshlocha Shem Yovel Leishav Taras Tikras Abayis. One big plank more than four tefachim. It's like a ceiling. But it's Revach Beno Eitzim. It's not comparable to a Neser. It's all Gzeres Rabbanon. We know what there goes there. We should not be mechadish more gzeris. If that's the case, even if it's only rubal aparts, ain't to us or kinetzer, kinetzer v'yishari. Good. He wants to know what will happen if you take little boards and put it right next to each other with nails. Very next to each other. Not the case that we're discussing over here. Bisvara, that it's one. It's considered to be one plank. It doesn't have any nazir, Abosai. Did we see the Avnei Nezer inside? I don't remember if we saw this. So we didn't see an Avnei Nezer, then it's worth seeing inside. I thought maybe we did, but my memory is poor. Let's take a look at Avnei Nezer. Here we go. Here we go. Schach shenogu lasas tablos mirubos. Take, you know, literally squares. Orkon v'rochvon ka'ama v'chamasayim. No, ama is a... You know what ama is. That's because you're tzitzis, that's an ama, right? 18, 24, whatever it is. Foot and a half for two. So it's either two, one, either that, 2x2, 4x4, yeah, at the outside. Uvemtzon kulo cholo. In the middle it's empty. Like a sove who eats ka'ovi etzbel yosema. A cholam b'chusa b'kanam. Reeds. Poles. Sticks. Yesh charitz b'sove b'tzad apona la'chalalo manichim konam shekzosein d'smachim ala charitz sh'b'sove. Yesh medapkin ha'konam b'devek b'soch ha'charitz sh'b'sove. Okay. Three chashashas. If there's a lip on top, chof med beis, g'dan fo, which is a lip, it's puzzle. That's presumably because it will hold things. But here, if it makes things go, it may go through. We'll see. Two, base kibble. Three, it's one, xeris tikra. That's the one that's most relevant. Rishon, no. Stam is fair shlesichach posher to kosher. Doesn't matter how to get down for. Okay, that's it. That takes care of problem number one. Just to open the Gemara to refresh our memories. I both at the end of the first parak of Masechta Sukkah. Talks about Machzeles. Asal Shiva, Asal Sichuch, right? That's the key. And the question is, if it has a base kibble, it may be a significant problem. More than Yitchofmed Beis. Let me see the word Gedanfa. Just to show what the word Gedanfa means, look at the Rashi in the third narrow line, second narrow line, Gedanfa. Kain Sophalus, I use the word lip, right? That's where I got it from. Sophal, Sophal, Gavor, Ma'at, the Kabbalah, Mashin, Ostenburg. Less big a danfa. So this particular case that is described by the Avnei Nezer, there was a gedanfa, and on that basis were those who wanted to passel the sukkah. After all, it has a gedanfa. It's chamafurish that it's no good. Is the gedanfa less a gedanfa? The eighth line in the Gemara chafmed base. No, he says, it's befer shem sichuch is good. No, next, base kibble. No base kibble. It's mostly air. Okay, mostly air, it's not called a base kibble. Fine. Good, it's not a kabotum. Oh, here we go. Now this is what's relevant to us. Tshuva is a Rashba. We just read that Tshuva is a Rashba. Rashba didn't say it's also. They have the minute we can be makel. See here too. Avsh ein chalal nire mikom akom harayak shomim yordim ben akanim. That's the key criterion. Rain will fall between the reeds. And if rain fall between the reeds, not a problem. The Gemara matzina rak ben esorim shen esorim ba'atzim meginu heitim yak shomim. Vanessa v'yatzim yesh bo shir v'dom alabayis. Avsh ben esorim yordim kshomim mikom akom tachas neser ein kshomim yordim v'dom alatikra. Four tefachim is pretty big. Right? What's four tefachim? But the bigger tefach is, right? The tefach is 3 inches, is it 4 inches? You know, the whole discussion what it is, somewhere in between. So four tefachim, let's say it's 3.5, just to make it even. That's 14 inches, right? If my math is right. That's bigger than a foot. Hey, that's big. More than a foot. You ever see a ruler as a foot? This is more than a ruler. Right? So that's pretty big. With me? So that's, they made a gzera. Okay. It's like a and go right through. And look at my, that's why it's mutter. So you have to say it's mutter. Vein lechalek bein the sorrow and the shard dvorim. The chobs on the sorrow mish mishir rochva. Quote to Rashi daf yudal and aman aleph. Okay. Ulayesh. We saw this once before. I'm pretty sure. Ulayesh lechalek shemachzelas ein akanim devukim bedevik. Alkein lechal. Yeah. In other words, a machzelas. You might say the fact that the rain goes through in and of itself is not enough to be matirit. It has to have another criterion. It's not stuck together. But the case we're describing over here, maybe it's like that. So, ein the sarah b'dvukim, av nagol the sarah b'efshayim l'michas b'yonav. As long as the rain goes through, okay. This is the Avnei Nezer that talks about this issue, and this Avnei Nezer is quoted here by Rabbi Reuben Shlita in his piece of part. What's the word we're going to use for it? Come on, guys. It has wood this way, they're crisscrossing each other, and it's covering a porch. No one has a name for it. Okay. But by now, someone will be creative to come up with a name. Weiter. See, quotes the Avnei Nezer. Okay. He says, you're not sure Avnei Nezer is right? You could say, Kol Shechibra, Konim, Zela, Zeb, Etzur, Tzfufa. It's like Neser Echad. And he seems to, the Magen Avraham seems to say that way. And even if he's discussing a case of Masmerin, but even without Masmerim, it should be the same thing. Rabbi Yoshevel seems to hold that way by Schach LeNetzach, Neser Dalit. Okay, this is all so far so good. So there's a problem, a potential problem with respect to Xeras Neser when it comes to these things, but maybe there's room to be made based on Avnei Nezer that the rain goes through the middle. It's not considered to be in the category of Xeras Neser. Good, this is page 5. Good. There are those who misinterpreted the Rashba. I'm not going to go into that right now. It's not our Indian. But we're assuming that this is in fact, the correct. So takes care. We said there were 5 shadows, right? No less than 5 questions. I'll go back to page 4. We discussed the 5 questions. We finished question number 1. Question number 1 was Xeris Tikra, Nisara. Question number 2. Second half of page 6. Watch this. Many of these situations, they're there all year long, attached with nails to the pergola, and you want to know, forget the schach, the gzer of neser, yeah, anuchshash, it's schach mechubu l'tikra masmerin, it's attached to a wall, to a ceiling, with nails. U'sherazun o'gaz kamakon schach l'netzach v'schach kainis. It's already 20 years old. This shul was written 21 years ago. They had this schach kindness. I never meant that in those years. The shamati shesh migdoli hamorim peri hakodesh she'asu ala meshavkim, those who market it, limkar chutim tiviyim, to send to sell together with the mats, thread, even made from natural substances like cotton, which is less of a problem. We spoke about this yesterday and Thursday. To attach the mat to the beam on the side, Kadesh lo yaruf beruach, shouldn't fly away in the wind. So what's wrong with that? V'tamam, tadei achibur nazeh schach kavua, yesh bo psul. He heard rumors the rabbis asked it. Then he said, he's filling print. Evan Yisrael, chelek chesem emdal. Who's that? Hagorn Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who was then Shlita, and the head of the Eda Charedis. And he says, he thinks Rabbi Fisher is incorrect. Incorrect. Where do you find this chumrah, which is called schach kavua? What's kavua? It all starts with a Tosfos of Beis and Aleph. That was back to the beginning of the Masechta. The very beginning. Beis and Aleph. The bottom Tosfos. Okay, talks about what's called the Diras Keva, which is of course a problem. Tosfos Akasha. What do you mean Kshavim? But it's Simaklala. Just put nails. The rain won't go in. There's no problem. Okay? So the answer is last two lines. Since it's called Schach, Lo Miskasha Ada Ovid Le Aroi. It has to be Aroi. It has to be. Okay? And therefore, if you make it Kavua enough, it's not going to be kosher. Now, so the Rabbi Fisher says you tie the mat to the pole on the side with some kind of natural thread. It's called already kavua. Says Rabbi Reuben, that's simply incorrect. Incorrect, because we know what this is all about. Who was the one who made the biggest deal out of this? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, when he got into a family feud, Rabbi Natan. Oh yeah. Our rabbis didn't take anything, family or no family. The truth is the truth. I'll show it to you. Let's get the evening. No. Well, I go to Maimonides, the very first one of all the Mefarshim that is in this list here, chronologically maybe the first. Let's see what he says in Hilchos Sukkah. Watch this. Oh. Rabbein Tam Pirish. Watch this. Who shall also let sail of Uva, the Hogan of Menaksham, Shadu Psula, Dig Shera, Maitu, Latisman, Suk, Shatistra, and Mikpe, Yachasenu Yafi Yafi, Volotistra, Mikpasa, who soon won't get ruined, they'll just have thick schach. And Simaklala, right? We know Simaklala. Why Simaklala? Let's put a thick schach. I will become advised Kshera. No. Ain Matzelas Menakshama Shal Besof Yodan Derech Agag. It's going to get through. Umaisa. Shesichach Rabbi Rabbeinu Shimon Giso Shel Rabbeinu Tam. His brother in law. Can you imagine this? His brother in law put this kind of a sukkah. Benisorim. Sheinem Bem Dalat Fochim. Vosa Sukkah Yafim Old. Can keep her. Badom. Vitakub Masmeris. Upsala Rabbeinu Tam. Sorry, brother, you have sukkah's puzzle. What was that? We should the matzelas minak shamim. Ah, says Rabbi Reuben, you say it's an independent psul of kavua. Not true. Rabbeinu Tam was the author of this psul. Only says it's puzzle because it's matzelas minak shamim. In our case, it goes right through the that covering. It would not be considered a psul. Rabbi Fisher is incorrect. Is incorrect. Okay, that takes care of number two. Number three. Schach kavua kol hashana. Oh yeah. That's chesem and beis. We know that. We've seen all these gemaras. Chesem and beis. Rebbe also remember the sukkah sayotrim. There's chitzona. There's panimis. What do I say by panimis? What do I should say? Panimis ain't a sukkah. In boleshev, everyone see it with the tenth narrow line on chesem and beis. In boleshev, besocha b'chag l'shem sukkah. Afagav the low bein and sukkah the shame chag, yeah, sukkah yeshana, yeah. Hacha ain't a sukkah the low minkar a milzah the shame sukkah the darbo sukkah darbo the koyimos hashana dayer hasam v'rov tashmisha usudaso v'sheinaso sham. Says Rabbi Reuben, these porches, pergolas with this thing on top. People don't sleep there, and they sleep not there all year long. It's only part of the summer of the year, and then it's a porch, not a house. Therefore, that chash number three does not apply. Good. Four, suka yeshana. Absolutely, you better believe it's there all year. This is a suka yeshana. That is true. That's certainly true. Well, what about suka yeshana? Says the Mishnah on Testament Aleph, Sukkah Yishana Beis Hillel Machshirim. Yeah. But the Tav Tosis, remember that? B'Yishal Mitanu Stor L'Chadish B'Dover. How you Mechadish B'Dover in this particular Sukkah? So he says as follows. He says like this. One, if it's Chamsim B'Mit Silsa, just put Moschach on top. Now you're Kashrim for the first time. That's easy. What's Silsim B'Mit Chamsa? Im Yosir Reshes Achas Veshuv Yanicha Mechadosh L'Shem Tzel Haresh Achidosh Badovar. Remember we had that Gemara, you take it a little bit off, put a little bit back on again. Remember that? That will take care of the problem. That's called Achidosh Dover. Finally, five, Mamed Dover Kavotuma. Well, it depends. Will they stand without the nails or not? If they can't, so it's a Maimon issue. The Maimon Maker didn't be thought as kosher, right? The Rambam never mentioned it. Okay, but if not, then it's not a mime at all. Each case is different. So then he summarizes. Bottom of page 7. I thought it was going to be matter completely. Not so fast. We should ask the Chathchila, because the Gzeres Tikra. The Rajba said that, you know, it's going to be okay. The minute was okay. Now the Nezik of Pshat should be okay. It ranged through. Now everyone agrees to it. So therefore, better it should not use the Chathchila. Okay, v'yesh la'ayin, he says, im yaniach aleim schach kosher imahani v'tzarechir. In other words, he's not sure whether it would work even if you put kosher schach on top. He doesn't tell you what his suffix is. Doesn't tell you. Maybe he's talking about maimit, because the covering of the pergola is holding up the schach kosher you put on top of it, even though it should be a gzera. Because the pergola itself is only possible because of Gzeres Tikra. And you know, we spoke about that, we'll come back to it again. We talked Maimon today. They maybe would make it a Maimon with the son, which is only also Mishum Gzeres. And then he says, so B'di'evet, it's okay, L'chadchila now. The very, very end, this is page 8, the very last piece, he wants to know this Shaila. Can you put Schach on walls which are 4 tfachim wide? See, this is a discussion. Maybe we should say it's a maimed, maybe we should say it's called a gzera. I just said a minute ago, gzera. Oh. Chocham echad shlita, he quotes. Rotzaladun v'lesol aniach schach agave klintzos. Wow! They can't put schach on the beams. Rabbeinu shalala, what else can put it on? Why not? Listen to this chocham echad said. Look at the Chacham Echad say. The Keva da Klunzos lo hunchul l'shem tzeil su'av ischach posel and can posel the maimed. You put those beams, you didn't put the beams there for shade, you put the beams there to hold up the schach. It's not l'shem tzeil, it's posel, so it's a maimed the p'davar posel. Shuvna stape, this Chacham Echad, the yavshad im haimidam l'mataras ha'moda schach l'shem tzeil sagi. I'm only putting the beam there to hold up the schach, which is itself l'shem tzeil. We should treat the beam as also being l'shem tzeil. Royal lahachmir, what? She is skaven b'shoa sheminiach asaklunzos, she yield l'shem tzeil. Can you imagine this? You put the beam across the sukkah. Have in mind, this beam is not only the whole, this beam should also give shade. Wow. So the Bei Reuben, I want to suggest it's no chashash at all. Last two lines. The cave and she called up Sul Bechi Agavna, who bishamaimid. Vachshash b'maimit shem yavol l'sachek bo, which we'll get to momentarily. Uvichay gavna im yavol l'sachek bo, if going to use these beams for schach, suave kvar l'shem tzeil b'vare. For sure going to use l'shem tzeil. Now it's just a question. It's just here to hold up the schach. Ad kan Rabbi Reuben. We're now finished, except for maybe you have the okay or something like that. Yeah. Our last maimer on mats. We have to move to the sugya of maimon is. What we thought was the OU, but turns out it is the okay. Bamboo schach. Okay. The mats we still have made in China. I told you, they're made in China or in Africa. How come no one get me those stuff from the Hamodia? No one can find that for me? Made in Africa somewhere? No one can find it? Yeah, but no, I'm looking for the Hamodia article. They have a picture of the guy there with the Haredi look in Africa somewhere. See if you can still get that for me. Okay. Today in China, mats are usually made for shades and not for sitting on. They also use as small placemats for eating. Not suitable at all for schach, as they are not the appropriate size. Okay. The Talmud says that shades are considered a vessel of the Kabbalah Tumah, because sometimes people wrap themselves in shades to protect themselves from the sun. We saw that in the debates the last year, Dalam and Beis, yesterday in Shia. Alright, okay. Fine. But even though he thinks it's kosher to wear shades, we have a mat with thicker pieces of coat. It's out of order. Oh, ooh, very good. We're saving trees. Yeah, for every foot or so, which makes sitting on them uncomfortable, also practical to use as a window shade. I don't know why. Okay, I had the owner write up a sign in Chinese. Hung up in the factory, stating that the mats are being produced and now are made for shade and religious purposes. So I took a copy of the sign and showed it to various Chinese-speaking people, from hotel personnel to airline passengers on the plane ride back. They translated the sign. Yup. In Kenya, these mats are made for use as roofing year-round. If you prom, use a schach. Oh, so Kenya would be no good. Okay. What about maimed? What about, right? Dover HaMaimit. Yeah. So what do they do about it? Cotton is preferable. Haimit should use in cotton. Synthetic is cheaper and stronger. A mashkiach, 100% cotton. It burns it. With synthetic, string melts and drips. This cotton will burn of a pungent odor like burning hair. And when you go to the Shatner's lab, 100% cotton, we couldn't certify it. Wow. They said a mashkiach whenever it's produced, the only once. They say what? The Kabbalah Tumah. Shulchan Aruch Rav. These are Lubavitchers, understand? It is written that rope is not Makabal Tumah. Okay? Rabbi Vosner suggests for X-shaped support sticks from the mats to ensure that there is absolutely no question that the mats will be functional, even if they were held not held by string. In other words, they have a different maimon. Okay, very nice. Adkan. Done. Thank you so much. Can we make two copies?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Beautiful. Three copies.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Three copies. Everyone going to have a copy? Fine. I've all said we're now done with mats. Let's go to the sugya of the Maimon V'Davar B'Kabbalah Tumah. So yesterday we went through the basics of the Gemara and the Chofal from the base. Right? Let's review again the Machlokas HaTanoim. And it's a Machlokas HaAmoraim. What's shot within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Take a look quickly in Chofal and base. What's about him? Right? What's my time, Rabbi Yehuda? One says Ein L'Kema, and one says Maimon V'Davar B'Kabbalah Tumah. So it's a double shot of how to paskin. Aloha L'Maisa. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch passes, we saw yesterday in the Shia, Tavar Shlamas Tav Yud Gimel, the reason of Keva. Pasha, the Mechaber, doesn't hold from the Maimon at all. He denies all, he never mentions it. Denies the whole thing. If he denies the whole thing, so we don't have to be so worried. It's just, it's not a Lach Olam Aysa. I'll take one copy for myself. Good. I'm done. The rest is for the Talmid. Okay. Let's take a look, though, in the Darkei Moshe. Tough Reish Lamed, who was a tour today? I thought today was a big tour day. Okay. Simon Tough Reish Lamed have caught in base. There we go. Wow. This can't be. Maybe Tav Reish Chaf Tes. Yeah, my mistake. Tafesh Taftesif Gun Base. But Shubas Arashva, Chelek Aleph Simakuf Tzarivav, Mistapek Bidovar. What Dover? You know, the base of the Dake Moshe, I thought it was edited by editors, goes on the base choice. Let's read the base choice together. Kosev B'Shuma Sedeshen, Shut Simen Tzadim, Sukkah Sherotzu Losum Lamala Sulam, Gelaniach Schach Al Gabav, Kosher Hadover. Olo? It's a question. Tshuva. Nira Deshari, I feel the Sakhe Kola Sukkah B'Sulam Ashalanu. You can use this, the ladder for the entirety of the Schach. Can you imagine a Sukkah made from ladders on top? Unbelievable. Why? Dienkan Schach Posel. Afagav the Kliu, Mikomakom, Lo Makabal Tumma, the Kliate, Shabal Base Kibble, and the Makabal Tumma. The Afagav the Olin, the Yordan, the Sulam, and the Matam Medris, Tois of Sukkah, the Fayam and Aleph, Miskarto, Shem Torah's Kohanim. Okay. Abu Shuva Sarajbo should be Simon Reish Tetzvav, this topic with Dovar. Take a look at both in the Vedaka Moshe. What's the Shiloh? Should be Hetagama, the latter. Well, also the Sakha B'Sulama Shalona the Mekabon Tumah B'Doraisim can cause the Maril Hilcha Sukkah Simen Zayin to Osla Niach Sulam Ala Sakh L'Achziko the Koshkan the Sakha Bo the Yosser. What's wrong with L'Achziko? Presumably Maimon, right? Presumably Maimon. Cause the vote Maril Osla Niach Shum Kliya Mekabon Tumah Ala Sakh L'Achziko Afilu Katadros Shum the Mekabon Tumah Medris. There you go. This is what the Dr. Moshe here, Sifkot Beis, quotes from the Maril. Narabosai is a Bach. The Bach discusses this whole thing.
Why is it called
the Maril? Why is it?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in Hilchos Tumah. If you step on it or whatever, it's Beis Kibble. Don't know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. Okay. Narabosai. The Bach has a lot to say. Watch. The Bach is on the next page on the Ma'amar Kol. He starts with the Tshuva Sedeshen, the Sulamos. You want to know why it's on the Kabbal Tum? I'll do you a favor. I'll read the whole Bach. Well, most of the Bach. Bach's the next page. Cause of the Tshuva Sedeshen. Al Sulamos, the Mutal, the Sacher Abraham, Mishum, the Eino Bo, Men on the Kabbal Tum, the Raisa. Forget me, and then the car of the Makabal Tumah Midoraisa. Yeah. Koshan is Daiti. Amai, ain't no car of the Sulama Shakovan, I car and Bagola. Chain Sulamas Shakovan, Vishipua, Salakos, Alaniacham, Asim, Shioko, Asusu Misham. Chain Shabahamas, Shulamas, Elo, Asu, and the Kabal Asim, Vitamin, Vitvua, Boda, Vishibola, Vishad, Brahman, Makabal Tumah Midoraisa. Oh, you go out. Mysterious child. How can you say it's not true? Not true. It's a big problem. Big problem, Rabbi Mosai. How get out of this problem? Yeah. It's a problem. So he discusses it. Maharai Gufa, I'm about the seventh wide line in our print. That's about Tshuva Sedeshen. Echame Agdolim Dorash Dein Lesachik Besulam Gam Arashe Betshuva Leser Besulam Losh Shlivosav Kvuos Agabi Yerechosav Kli Yerechosav Nekuvin Nekabel Shlivosav Besulam Ava Biasunim Lemalos Mashma Dafilu Nekuvin Meiru Lievi Besulam Shem Nekar Of The Mekabel Tumma Daraisa. Yeah. And the Ramo asks it. Okay. Asks the asks. Why might it be Mutter? Not Mekabal Tumah. Od Nirali. That comes the part that's really important. What? Ever see Od Nirali in the Bach? Tafilu b'di'evet v'nichu sulam al agag v'sichu agab av d'chol asuka psula came with the Mamed Aschachu v'ramban v'aran perek ayoshin v'masnis in the summer v'sukosu v'kwari amita amishna hiskimu d'lorif tam of the Mamed Mekabal Tumah hu v'ikar blok moshe kosa v'rosh. That's only Gzei Rishema. The cave in Shirayos and Berura ain't Lahoka Lokashamos Lokamosh Kosov Marai Lahokel Gambaze Kimosh Kosov Lisham Simon Sadi Vitsadi Aleph. Bechena Bamaril Bechuba Simon Pe Gimel, I think now it's Kufno Zion. V'nechlag ala gedolim she'osrim b'davar ha'mekah ha'mamid ela divrei ha'osrim Igor. What's going on? How do you read this? Something's wrong, no? V'nechlag ala gedolim ha'osrim b'davar ha'mamid ela divrei ha'osrim Igor. Okay, doesn't read right. He argues with those who answer it, and you should answer it. How do you put this together? Don't know. Because of a Rashba Shuva Simin Reish Gimel, we saw on the screen, the Einam Asmeres Postlin as Aschach Hamaruba Mehen. I read the Einam Asmeres Maimida Naschach. The Afalom Asmeres Shalim Lamida. And so the Tikra Ein Le Maziva. That means by Asmeres Kavuin Mehen. Veno Postl El Mishum Gzeres Tikra. Omishim Tasa Velo Man Osir. It says about Avtes Vav. This is one of the rites that the Rabbi Reuben brought to be Mekel in his Shiloh. The fact that there are nails, by definition, can't pass it completely because it was a case enough Yudal and Tetzvah, where they put it together with nails. Nofak Echad mi Bentai, remember that? It kashes the whole thing, but there's still nails there. Mefakpek, which you loosen the nails. But you're not, remember we saw that? Either or works, according to many authorities. Right? Good. Yeah. He wants to suggest a case over there where the nails are not keeping it up by themselves. It would say we went out the nails. Whoa! The Bach is being machmir. Being machmir. That's a scary chumrah. Scary chumrah. You pass him out of the Kabbal Tumah. He's saying it's a prohibition. Okay. That's one thing. We're not finished yet. Then he has Kosa of Iran. Have both sides. Did we see this Iran yet? I think we did. I think we did. Who remembers it? No one remembers? We'll do it again. Everyone has a Bach? If you don't have the Bach, look on the Ran. The Ran is page Zayin and Beis, Tiri Maschel and Masnissen. Now, if you have the new Gemara, it tells you what's the equivalent of Zayin and Beis in the old print of the Rif. I have Zayin based on Chofer. Masnissen, right over here. Where Masnissen is found, Chof Aleph in our print. That's what Zayin based. He tells us that's what we're looking at this Ran. But I'm not going to be the whole thing. Take a look. Tikkun Shelo Maziva says the Ran top of page. Chof Aleph, column 2 on top. Dafka nocha chen lema maziva. Shem hoya lema maziva lo havi sagi vim fak bake. De maziva vi offers chach posel ninu. Lav gedu le kake. Earth doesn't grow from the earth. So therefore it would be a real shiloh, a much more serious question. It wouldn't be enough just to do this little thing, the fak bake. No. Wouldn't be enough. The Ran said, and I was sukkah. Take a look at the Ran we saw it yesterday. Yud Amar Aleph, the Dapi Harif, in the old print. In the new print, Chav Zayin, this is Chav Zayin, huh? This is the head of the game. Ul Inyan Halacha, Kaimalon, no, wait a second. This can't be. One second. My mistake. Next page. Chav Ches. Linyan Halacha. Bottom right. If you have the old print, it's Yudamid base. Kevan Shabbat Alphys is out. Kosad Bil Chosav. Hodama Abaye. Lo Shna Vechule. Mashu the Sfile. The Kaiman Kerabi Yuda. V'tama mishum d'chol hecha d'shokli v'torah morah li b'duchatan ha'mashmet d'chsach ha'vasei. Fine. Fine. Don't do it tiras kevas. They're not connected. Otherwise, I would have said it. Yeah. Yod. Akat ikal emecha sh'tama d'man d'yoma d'neshem amida b'dova kabal tumah. V'duchayish l'abaye. Part of the tiras kevas lo ha'vichayish. Do you goof him ukwa b'shita? So, naktina g'ab yuda. Shem Shem Isaac Davar Kamotuma, Kaneima made him Davar Kamotuma. All right, this is the what the Bach is quoting over here. Rabotai. Okay. Good. And this is a tap. Afal Pisha Achim Nagul. This book Sukkos Shalgamik Solim. Shem Isaacim Bohem. Not really necessary. So writes the Ran. Okay. Says the Heilige Bach, quotes the Ran, Adchan Lashon. Because Elif Vidait Osha Pirish Lashon, the Lahamid Aschach Bedover She'ein Misachin Bo, En Aschach Posal, and the Rabbonon, Xerish Shem Yom, the Omer, the Mamid, the Shem Shiroh, and the Kach Misachin Bo. Avi Lashon Rashi, Chof Aleph Mudbeis Shemami, the Bemish, the Somach Sukosa Yiroa, the Lamishim Gzeira Shemayom Hu the Apostle, Elaho of the Korosh of Schachelum, Amidin also, Avikilus Sira Bidaram Kabal Tuma, Kedakam the Balma Shakolo Hakaram Maimit. Where's Balma? If no, all of Shas to know, where's the, you know where it says? It says on the side, we all cheaters, it says on the side. Shabbos Tesla Mudbeis, and Shabbos Samach Amanaf. Whoever knows Bakias. That's where it says it. Okay. This is the Chiddush over here in the Bach. So the Bach says Osir, when we say Medina, Rabosai, it's not a gzera. You may this, that. No. The way it is now, it's no good. Hakol holech achara maimit. It's maimit kamot, dover kamot tuma. It's mamish no good. It's no good. It's no good. Puzzle. Puzzle, 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 puzzle. So Paskin's the Bach. Who's he Paskin like? The Rush or the Ran? The answer is, Rabosai? Neither. Because the Rush holds the reason of the, is in the Keva, the North of the Maimon story. And the Ran, who holds the Maimon story, doesn't say Mika Rezin, as Rashi would imply. It's only Xera Shemayamid. He's like he took the chumras of both. What do the Kabbalah and Sanah call that? Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. He's riding two chariots at the same time. Your feet pulled apart, Chas v'Shalom. He's from Machmeh here and Machmeh there. That's the Kabbalah and Sanah's kash. In any event, take a look at Rabosai in the Kabbalah and Sanah, because we saw briefly once before, but let's see it again. Korban the sound at the bottom of the rush. Watch this. The Lo Kabach, it's on in our print, page Tezayin, column 1, line 5. The Lo Kabach Simen Tarchat, we just saw, Shehechmen Bezeh Livso Medina, V'arkevei Atrei Rikshi. He's riding on two chariots. Why? The Shlomo, the Das Rabbeinu, the Rush. The Medina Asur, that's correct. It's Medina. Remember we saw the Rush? It's Mika Radina, the way Rashi implies. No! Svirle the Tam Kevaikar. He doesn't paskin the reason of Maimon. Ulamban, who paskas maimid, he could have made that's really kemashkas of Iran, Timitam Gzeira, or in Lakeva, can refresh Bishami, Al Kain, a Livsol, Sukkok, Shemida, Bedover, Postle Sache, Kaposka, Taz, Tarfresh Lamas of Cotton, Udal, Mogan of Rome, Tarfresh Kof Tess of Cotton Tess. Says. Everyone follow me so far? Everyone got it? Now let's go back a little bit to the Bach. We'll see that there are significant problems to the Bach. Significant problems. So he, yeah, the Bach is willing to be argument to Rikshe. Yeah. Just because they argue two things that they have to pass like one consistently. Well, Paskin, like the Rosh that we pass in the Grab Yudah. Or pass like the Ran, because Rabbi Yehuda is making within. Why would we be selective in Apsak? Zil hachal uchumra, zil hachal uchumra. Yes, Daniel.
No, I was just going to ask about the two chairs. Why? How is it
going to work? Yeah. Neither the Rush nor the Ran will hold the mice that it's also. The Rush won't hold it's also. Why not? Because the Rush paskins, you know, the mime is never a problem. Paskins like the other Amora. Mime is never a problem. Rabbi Yehuda only called it a reason of Keva. It's only Xeris Keva, so wouldn't there is no din of Maimon. The Maimon doesn't exist. The din of Maimon according to the Rush does not exist. Same as according to the Chacham, it doesn't exist. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, explain to the Chacham, the Rush says, but it'd be passing like the other Amora, it's a Keva issue, not a Maimon issue. Fine. The Ran, who does hold from the Maimon issue, Halacha L'Maisa, he gave a different pshat. Shemi Yisachay with this thing. So that's much more lenient. Much more lenient. So this chumra that the Rosh has the Korban Asana is explaining is Arkaver Trey Rikshe. He's holding both chumra. The Bach will say, yes, you're right. You're right. I'm Arkaver Trey Rikshe. Yes, I am. Guilty as charged. But now, Rabosai, we have a problem. The problem. That's as follows. Go a little bit further in the Bach. Shuvas Maril. Everyone see the plot? Shuvas Maril? Everyone see it?
Yes.
Big bold print. This is my print. Hiksha. Imkei the Dover Hamamet Posel. Eich Anichu Mamidei Aschach V'Kosel HaMechuba. It's all on the wall, which is attached to the ground. Lokosha Klal. The coast la mechuber im hoya osu bimenu schach lo hoya mechuber. Had you made schach, you'd take the wall, you'd chop it into small pieces, no longer be mechuber anymore. Or even if you don't, you just turn it sideways, you detach it from the ground. Ve'nedoma le'ilon shekosu ha-ramban ve'aran de'ilon ha-mamet ha-schach posul v'ahi de'osu shekosu ha-shilon de'ksher la'vis mesach al-gab ha-ilon ha-skinom el shekaka ha-sukak nosin be'ilon Venots can condesa the kaka, hasuka vesich alem, chiagavna afapisha mechuba somech as a mamim, leslon. Bo, the kamaisa kaka biamakovit, that's what Rashi says. Adkan. Ikalachalek, the shani ilon, to lif omen misachachin bo beyond the mechuba. Abel kos the mechuba, ain't no posel. Why not? Lefish ain't no posel. Mitoras mamim. How can you have a wall attached to the ground? How can you start with a wall? The wall's straight up and then it's straight flat down. It's an impossibility, Rabosa. Impossible. Okay? That's what he says. But not the, no. This is what the Bach says. Then he goes further to Bach. Goes to Shuvas Rashba. Watch this. Okay. He says, Pshat, he quotes the Ran, again, Vava Manalf, the Masl Masnisid. Rabosai, Vava Manalf in the old print, the Masl Masnisid. In this print, it is. I think it's all like a Torah, no? I must be missing it. It's over here. The Mishnah Yudzayin. So what page are the?
I mean, page Yudzayin.
Oh, Dab Iran, the ones. Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Masnisi, correct. It happens to be it's the right one too. Not only is it right, but it's right. Okay. Says the Ran. Hidlos Agefen Psula. Okay. But certain cases, Ksheira. Ubi the Katoni Hidla Vachakach Sichech Mochira Benatam. The Davka Ki Haigavna Shibitchilos of the Psul. The Sula Mirsha Bishrach Kosher. Avakosha Tchilos of the Kashers Avapi. Shachakach hidlo as a gefen, su lo mislo. Levachi, if not true, if it wouldn't be true, list is chach, siche vachakach hidlo. Vekoshkein, hidlo vachakach siche. This is not a good riot. Not a good riot. Okay. And at the end of the toast of the riot, it says, I feel a chip. Vimhoya schach kosher harbe man. Vechifton, kilukim no liel, ksheira. Doesn't matter which one came first. This is the Ran that's being referenced over here. Watch this. Hilas Agevin Koshet Chilosa Bekashus Afa Pisha Achakach Hidlo Oleha Sulamivslo. And the Ran said it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya. Not a Raya. Fine. Bottom line, the Bach is passing the halacha lemaisa over here. Watch this. Look, last few lines of this paragraph. He's like this. The didan the tov sin the chumra the schach posel I feel the kodma asuka the kashrus as we said earlier. Im kain also laaniach asulam o asafsel o akise vechayotzebo agabi aschach the b'shas achila v'sheina medina posel. And therefore it's a problem. So the Bach is machmir all the way. He's machmir all the way. Machmir on everything. So far, okay. So you want to be a machmir? That's fine. I'm on. You want to be a machmir? It doesn't bother me. Be a machmer. Okay. So what about Tfanis? No. Would be no good. Then he says, Rabbi Osai, it gets a little bit tricky. Here it gets tricky. We have a concept known as Mamid the Mamid. Mamid the Mamid. Anyone knows what that means? Try to figure out what it means. Mamid the Mamid. So that's the Bach. He thinks the Mamid could be okay. The Bach over here again in Simon Tov Resh Chav Tes. There's another Bach at the end of Simon Tov Reish Lamed. Okay. In both places he discusses this. But the Bach himself is Mate, what we call a Mamed the Mamed. Gotta find it first. And this is an apparent contradiction according to, I tell you, my new star safer is called the Shalmei Toda. Shalmei Toda. Big Talmud Chacham wrote Shalmei Toda. Name was no name. Shalom Ben Zion Feldman. I believe he passed away just recently. Obviously a major Talmud Chacham. And he discusses this at great length. his piece is entitled, it's Perek or Simen, I believe it's Chavov, Simen Chavov, which is entitled Maimid Bedarva Makabel Tuma Umaimid the Maimid. Okay, Maimid the Maimid. So I'll read you a few highlights here. I'll give you the page number so you can look it up later on. Oh. V'yesh la'ayim b'diri abach. End of page, Shelek. Shelam and Gimel. The posak la'ach me'medina, d'yein la'hamed b'davar me'kabal tuba m'shem s'varas Rashi. V'rosh, v'lo m'shem k'zei l'chud. You saw it? Didn't we just read that? Didn't we just read it? Mika right in. Oh. But subsequently, we have to find out where the subsequently is. Again. So, in paragraph Ode, he said, it maybe you know what even be the Yevet, because he gives the reason of Rashi. We get the right place? Go back and forth. Where does he agree with that pshat of Rashi and the Rosh?
It's in the Kosov Aran area.
Kosov
Aran. I don't
know. Kosov Aran, okay.
After Kosov Aran.
Now, where's he quote Rashi and the Rosh? I just read it. I'm just
that's the Cholzer of the
Fee that those repairs the Sham. Where Cholzer? I'm losing it.
After Kosov Aran?
No, I'm not looking for the Ran.
I'm saying after Kosov Aran. He then says, the Cholzer of the Fee that those repairs the
Sham.
And then he
goes
to Rashi.
The Cholzer, where are you? You have the same print that I have?
I don't think so.
It's can't find things. Miloshin Rashi. It's the first wide line in my print, page Tav Pei Aleph. Miloshin Rashi, it's not just a gzeira, it's Meika Radin. And Divi Arush, right? It's right there, the first few wide lines, etc. Okay? Mm hmm. Leficha Chiro. Oh, you see that finger? Do you have fingers in yours? You know my finger? Does Barilan have fingers? Yeah. They have to have fingers. The Fichach Yerah, the Medina in Lahamed Aschach, Bedaba, Shein Yidulim and Arts, Imhem and Olaf, Asuka Psula. Psula. Medina. That's very nice. Very, very nice. But the very next paragraph, the Kosev Odoran, Lohavi Maimed Aschach, and Aschach Atzmo Nismach Mamash Olaf. Avonot kundisim b'mita b'sichach aleh and ksheira to kevin and aschach nismach mamash ala mita afal pisha yisaydos of the kundis of smuchos alav ain't the maimed ever makabal tuma whom we did be Ramban sefer melchamas. We call this maimed the maimed. Fret the shalmei told it's a contradiction in the Bach. No, the Ramban and the Ran the tamayo azli these two are the maimed mishim gzeira. Awesome, lekol lemigzar. Maimed the maimed is too much. Abul Das Abach, the svirle the Medina, some mishim that call it chacham maimed. Lo michilik bazeh. If it's Medina, what's the difference if it's a maimed or a maimed the maimed or a maimed the maimed the maimed? You're going 200 times. It's still hakol al chacham maimed. Should be no good. This is his kash, a steer in the Bach. Shalmei told at the end of the page shin. Lamed Gimel. Thought it's a good kash. There's another kash. Another kash. The Bach quotes the Maril. This is going to the next Shin Lamed Al. Echen ichu mamidei eschach b'kosel ha-mechubar. Ha-maimed b'mechubar hu. Mechubar eschach posel eschach. What did Bach say? No kasha. Right? What did we saw that? We read this a minute ago. To b'kosel mechubar. Im hoyo osu bimenu eschach. Lo hoyo mechubar. If you're going to, it's mechubah because it's vertical. make it horizontal, it's not mechum anymore. Okay? He actually said mechum, he can't mechum if it's vertical. Well, hachi, ain't a possible Torah's mind, but mishum is elok, derech mechum. Tzorachin, he says, ha teinach l'soros ha-ramban v'ha-ran de-istrua de-maimad hu mishum gzeira. Hul yochi yikol de-maimad de-behol lekel de-migza. Abel das ha-bach shos ha-medina ha-kol ha-chara ha-maimad him kein mali shi-yev shal ha-sachar be-mechuba. Sof sof ach shal ha-mechuba hu zeh ha-maimad ha-sachar. Ve-kevin ja kol ha-chara ha-maimad nimsa de-sachar posel ma-mido lifsel medina ha-sachar be-mechuba and he ends up with the Tzorachin. Two bombshell kashas against the Bach. How can the Bach say it's no problem to put the schach on a wall which is vertical? Because what are you worried about in Maimon? In case you'll be matter, the Maimon they'll be matter to use that for schach as well. What do you mean to use the schach? It's vertical and knocked into the wall. The answer is you'll detach it from the wall. You detach it from the wall and put it horizontally, and it's good for schach. Great svara, right? That's all. If it's a gzeira, if it's meikar redin, whatever's resting on the maimon is considered like the maimon. Who cares what we could have done, should have done, would have done? It's irrelevant. It's absolutely irrelevant. Yeah. I don't know. I have no answer to these questions. It's double steer in the Bach. Again, if the Bach wants to insist that we pass like Rashi and the Rosh, the maimon is a medina, then how can you say these various answers which the Bach is subsequently quoting, namely Maimed the Maimed, or since it's attached to the, if you would use it for schach, you'd have to detach it from the ground. Those work in Hilchos Gzeiros. So now Rabosai, let's discuss Halacha L'maisa. Until now we're just having fun. L'maisa L'maisa. Open your regular Shulchan Aruch and see what it says in the big Shulchan Aruch. Right? Big Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to discuss the Mishnah Berurah yet, because we have to get first to the big Shulchan. Closing the tour, I'm closing the Gemara, closing everything. One sefer open now, the big Shulchan. Tov Reish Chav Tes Sif Zayin. You have some major problems on our hands. Sif Zayin. Yesh listapek im mutter lo aniach sulam al agag to the sachek al gabav. Source. Tshuva is a Rashba. Rashba is supek. Rabosai, what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch? In fact, the Taz, Siv Kotten Tess, Mokam HaSofek, Kesh Tzad Lahatir Kevin Deina Sulam Mekabal Tumah, which cause the toast of Perakamad of Heyman Aleph, Shem Torah's Kohanim, Ain Shem Tzad Kabbalah Shem Dabba, Yish Tzad Yisr, came in the Yesh the Kovim B Yerechi Asulam, Shem Shliva Sekuos Ben, Dabba the Beis Kibble. So the Shaila is, what's the Sovek? Is the Lada Mekabal Tumah, not Mekabal Tumah? Uvut Shuvah Sir Rashba, Mashma Shem Mutla Besulam, Shem Nishem the Kovim, Ale Shliva Smechubarim Besidei Ari Yerechim Shal Asulam, Ain Mikolak Vezeh, Shem Lo Plug. Fine. Good. So it's a suffix. Wait a minute. What was the Rashba suffix? Can you use the sulam for a schach or not? Here, that's not the discussion. You want to know, could you put the schach on top of the ladder? So that's a kasha in Tzivkot and Yud in the Taz. Kasha. Ho aschach ha-kasha rabalov. Chenisa b'tshuvas ha-Rashba, Smeresh Yud-Gimel. Enisik shetokeh ha-Nisram she'enben arbo ma-Smeris barzal b'schach mitam ha-Kabal Tumah. Where does it say that? Sif Ches, right? Very next page, Sif Ches. L'chaber klunzos asuka b'masmeres shel bazel l'kashim b'balos shem b'kabim tuma ain k'peder. We saw this yesterday. He's not worried about that Maimed. So make up your mind, Rabbi. Rabbi Caro, either you're worried about Maimed, as you are in Zion, or not, as you are in Ches. A steer from Zion and Ches. Minei obey. Tatam, Dolich, Moslem, Bidav, Ramaimed, Koshikos, Mesiv, Ches, Ramolo, Kosm, Shomidi, Mashish, Mode, Bezeh, V'chein b'sofis imetof reishlam v'muchak sham t'lo kaptinan b'dover ha-maimit. How do you know? How do you know? The answer is, it's asking about keva. Now what about maimit? Yeah. V'tzorach loma, watch this. T'kan mayrish asulam rachav dalet tfachim. Avischach posel de posel b'yemtze b'dalet tfachim v'kamon sreish simen tof reish lamet beis. Oh! The problem here is not that the schach is resting on the ladder. No, we're making a maimit according to the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is this ladder itself creates a psul. How can it be a psul? If it's four tefachim across, creates a psul. It became Hashem the cost of Ramah Chazek on Safsal v'kise Mari Kam Kikayotzi B'zeh Shem Rechov Marbo Tefachim El Koshe Ho Ein Schach Posel Posel V'simen Tarlab Elam Kelo Nisha Shir Hechshe Sukko Kedisa Simen Tarlab Siv Beis. If it's a Hechsh Sukkah, it's not a problem. So I can answer the question. You have to, yes?
Why would this one be an issue even if it was for Tfach and you're not using it as Tfach? Like, then, isn't it, I mean, I guess it goes back to the idea of, like, Linoi Ba'oma. You said, like, for dormant, you can have a sheet that covers your entire Tfach, and it's fine. So here, I thought the only issue is when you have something you're using as Tfach, but it's too long you're not using as Tfach.
Very good. It's an excellent question, but apparently there was is a din of Tfach puzzle. When it comes to a ladder, because a ladder is mekabel tuma, potentially, and therefore there's four tefachim of wood that's mekabel tuma, it causes a problem. That's what he says. Okay, that's what he says. Schach posel posel ben arba tefachim. Wait a second, but then the question will be, tof resh lamed beis, but if there's enough schach kosher, it's okay. It's okay. So what's the case over here? So the answer comes in Yud Aleph, the three tazas in a row. The Mechaber writes, let's read Ramah first, let's go in order. Ramah says, V'lochein ein l'sachech olav afilu l'anichu wa l'aschach l'achziko osur v'adin b'chol t'kli m'kabel tumo k'le k'le m'haf safsal v'kisei v'shem m'kabelin. Tumo said, we saw this in the Beis Yosef, right? Didn't we just see this now? Tumo Sedeshin said this, correct? That's what we just saw. Well, the Maril said it, Maril. Right. Yud Aleph. Beis Yosef b'shem Tshuva Sadeshin Kosev Bezed Lo Kaimlin Kosev Teretz B'Gemara Tosev B'Dover Mamen Hashem HaKabotum Alkei Mutal Lezed Kein Tzorach Lain Lo Ma'osir Amosiv Zayin Lo Niyach Sulim Gilach Zek Aschach Shareyeno Elam Maimid Chimosh Gassal Mipasit Maimid Is Mutar. This is the crux of the question. If Maimid is Mutar, what's the problem with the Sulim supporting the Schach? V'yei Shloma. Yeah. Tanocha sulam osim epnei haroe sheyovo laharbos b'schach sulamos v'yasim guf haschach. What is this? Is it a new gzera that the Ramah made up? Or is this the Gemara's gzera? Patience. Falkein ein lo niach lemala min aschach ba'avir v'kol shekein b'schach asmo shem kli afilu shevekli to shevekli who posel aschach I mean the Gemara v'lo b'bloi kelim kein esh chashash miyarba mimenu b'schach. Again, is this own gzera or is this the Gemara gzera? One could argue the whole din of Maimon is exactly this. Why is Maimon also called the Ramban and the Ran? Because next thing you know, instead of using it as a Maimon, use it as a schach. So is this a new gzera? Or is it the Gemara's Gzeira? The Taz doesn't say. It's not like he can make up his own Gzeira. Even if you reject the classic Gzeira, in this case it's going to be a Gzeira. That's the impression conveyed a little bit by reading the Taz here in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Oh. So apparently like this, Rebosa. We are worried about the Ramban Shita by Maimit. Yes, there is a Xeris Maimit. But only in a case where it's possible to use that same thing for Schach, as opposed to Kosla Yevon and Masmerim, which you can't use for Schach, they weren't Gozer. But this particular case is sounds like it's an original gzeira. And once again, I'm going to open up this sefer called the Shalmei Toda. We had kashas before on Shin Lamed Gimel and Dalet. Let's go a little bit back, a little earlier, okay? Page Shin Lamed. Here we go. Oh. He has stiras galore. Stiras galore. What's the first stira? The stira, the kasha, the taz, and the Magen Avraham Beis. The Shulchan Aruch asks a sulam on the gag, because maimid, but the Shulchan Aruch passed in the Tov Reish Lam at the end. Somuch Sukkos Al Kare Amita Basuka Ksheira. You see, it's mutter to the Ramayim. It's not a problem. The Ramayim was quiet. And Shulchan Aruch and Sivches is Mata Chluntzos HaSukah B'masper Shul Basel. See, it's not a word about Maimon. That's the Kasha. It's not his new Kasha. The Taz, the Magen Avraham. It was the Kasha. But he has an intrinsic Kasha within the Trumas Hadeshen himself. What I'd like to show you now is the Trumas Hadeshen on the screen. On both sides, just look at this. Two consecutive tshuvas, Tzadi and Tzadi Aleph, which arguably contradict each other. Okay, we got two in a row. Good. Watch this. Sukkah Shirotzel, remember he wrote his own questions. He wrote his own questions. Okay. They want to put a sula. Our question. Shari. Even the Sakha Kola Sukha Vislam. Not just going to be a maimid. It can use the ladder for schach proper. Right? And schach posel afagab the kliu. Lo makabal tumma. It's a kliates. Not makabal tumma. That's what he thinks. It's not a problem. A long story. Not a problem. Okay? That's Chuvat Tzadi. With me? And if it would have been, if it would be Mekabel Tumah, then what? It would be a problem. That's the whole thrust of the Shuvah. But let's look inside the Aleph. Enk Peter Medover. Aye, which we saw in the Beis Yosef. Mamid? Yeah. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda? No. The Rosh is because it's Kamakeba Iker. Not Mekabel Tumah. And the Rift the same way. Now, what about Mekabel Tumah? You never mentioned it. You should never mention the word about it. Right? Okay. The riff left it out. Only cry Amita, yeah? Ah, but now comes the case. This is what we saw in the Beis Yosef. I had a Tosefta. Chubas Agonim. Poris Sadin. Shem Yipol. All in Tel Chamas. Mubitzilsa. Sad Yachzik. On the Tushim. No Yiplu. Yeah. I it's Mamma Makabatuma Mazi Psula Shani Hossam Tasadin Nami Oset Sale. The sheet also gives full shade. Look, for Yafal God the below Tsilsa Mechamsa anyway. Without the Sadin Tsilsa Mechamsa. Kevin should also at sale goofy asad and machzikosa. Shalom ye poros. I don't know how to read this. Can anyone read this for me? The sadden is holding it up to prevent what from happening? The stuff from falling down. If it falls down, it'll become chams and mitzilsa, right? Yeah. How do you read this? Shalom ye. Ah, the word missing. Oh, shloyet silsa pochos mechamsa. Oh, it's an understood word. Oh, I didn't catch that. You see, thank you for. It's a missing word. I don't know if it's literally missing or if you must understand, put it on your own. Yeah. Choshev shasad and osir avatzel. Avav nira didan shlo avatzel midi b'shul amar b'luchudol lemis. Another chiddush rabos, a chiddush niflin chumos adesh. He made up his own din. Maimed as such is not a problem. But if you have a maimed which is flat and it creates sail, then it is a problem. So I would ask the question, make up your mind, Juma Sadeshin, why should you be a problem in this case and not in that case? What's it basing itself on? Is there a Gemara like this? What's it all based on? What's it all based on? This Juma has to have a basis. Must be a basis, right? What's the basis? Ketzav, what do you do with the steering of Truma Sedeshin? Vinei Ubei, is Maimed a problem or not a problem? Right? Because by one case he said it's only reason why it's not a problem because Sum is not Makabal Tumma. Otherwise it would be a problem. And here he's saying, even if it's never a problem, except there's old Chiddush Nifla of Sadin. This question is raised by the Sefer Shami Toda. He says, Al Divrei Truma Sedeshin, he says, Simon Sadi, he's only Mata. Why? Because the Sulam is not Mekabel Tuma. But otherwise, it would be a problem. So it's a very serious issue over here. Seems to be a steer. Now, there's a steer in the Truma Sedeshin, Rabbi Osai, but it could also be a steer in the Maharil. Before we get to that, I want to show you, because time is running out, I don't want to stop without this. There's the Magen Avraham. We'll come back to these things tomorrow. The Magen Avraham discusses this issue. It's Sivkot and Tess. Tarkat, Sivkot and Tess. The same question. Agabav, they made him a Hassan without a Makabal Tumah. Shem Yavel Asachabo. Afagash, my mean, I'll call Slavonim. Shloshiach, Shisarabam. Oh, Kulam Yadid, I gave them a Dirig Mikri. Maybe so the spudin, you put the schar on top of the spudin. According to the bacha should be posel mikiradin. The kogam tzarachin tapasov siv tarfresh lamad tal posel gav beis yosef behedja. The mutal hamid b'zav b'kabel tuma. The lokein I feel the gavas or absula ayin sham. Chabes siv ches right now. Posel the chabek who ain't paid with klunzos. Him kain muchach the tzvi leke chumas adesh simitzadi alef. She mutal hamid b'zav b'kabel tuma. Chene b'levush. So why over here is he suddenly asking about when it comes to Sulam? That's the same kasha that Tazias. V'cheinire tu terutzen. The mash'osa b'sulam ha'ina b'shem d'shi atz m'schach posel. And that's the Rashba says to b'feirish. Yeah. Avala ha'amit schach v'davim v'kabal tum ha'shori. As the Rosh says to b'feirish. And chuba says eshen ma'ril and chuba. That's Teretz 1. Teretz 2. Od yeshloma. Tibidiyevet shori. K'moshe kosev sof simet tarau. Ulechat chil aser, k'moshe kosev kain b'siv zayin. A difference between one and what? Lechat chila and b'di'evet. Oh, a whole new story. Ulechat chila and b'di'evet. Wow. 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 U'moshe kosev b'siv ches shemut l'kashim b'balos. Hanik k'moshe kosev b'yisar z'sof simen taral. Shem aran. The kevan she'ein aschach atzmo nismach aleim ala shakundis nismach aleim shari v'cheinika at local vush. He's saying, Rabbi Osi, we call this maimid the maimid. Not maimid is mutter. Maimid the maimid is mutter. Oh. Okay. Oh. There's another maril which seems to contradict this maril. Let me just show you for a second if I can get the Maril on the screen. And hope they have the right. They change the numbers on the Shuvahs of the Maril. Will he be in Rishonim? Let's see. Yes. No, See, they changed it. They changed the numbers. In my Maril, it's Kuf Pei Zayin. All Maril, what was it? They had, you saw it was Nun Gimel or something? What was it? Didn't someone quote a Maril in a different... No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Kuf Nun Zayin. Kuf Nun Zayin. My mistake. Ah, watch this. Suka shechave chiba with davar amaymit aschach from a stand shel barzel. It won't stay without the nails. Do you say alachachar amaymit tshuva? Some say it's aser, and it bothered me. The rush is makil. And I have the kasha. How do you put it on kos mechuba kos lavonim? Iksha rush, yeah. And the rabbanon matter it. And the riff is asering because of keva. Okay. No, it's wrong. We pass like the rabbanon. It's no problem. We pass like the rabbanon. There's never a problem of maimed davar mekabel tumah. But the maril himself that we saw quoted. Rabbi said the Ramah, right? Look over here in the Ramah. Take a look. It tells you the source. Siv Zion. Siv Zion, Rabbi Osai. Everyone see, do you have the sources of on your Ramah? V'lochein, ein l'sachech olav, it's based on the Shivas Maril. A steer in the Maril, Rabbi Osai. An absolute steerer in the Maril. Who has this kasha? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, Rabosai, look what he says. Avot Sorach Yud Gimel. Avot Sorach and Amaril should be tshuva simin should be kufnu zayin siftes lo kosef kain. He said that maimed is no problem. Halachi Rabbana. Af Rabosai Rabbi Yehuda also tam shen lo keva ikar. As the Rosh says, ayin shom. Then how can the Maril himself, Rabosai, be the source of this din that you shouldn't put the sulam on the schach, a steer in the maril. The Vilna Gaon has the kasha. See it? So I'd like you to look more carefully in the maril, if you have a chance. You'll see, if I'm not mistaken, there's absolutely no steer in the maril. Yeah. Look carefully, he never says the word maimit. Look carefully, okay? You'll see, so we'll start the shiur tomorrow. As we're continuing with the sugya of maimon, this is a major sugya of maimon, and we'll come to a bottom line one of these days, but not for a while, because it's a very important sugya. Very much halacha lemaisa. Good. Okay.